SOS, 20,000 Mallorca locals protest over tourism at huge rally. Protest organizers have put forward various demands, with affordable housing being the most prominent issue, with some of them calling for an official housing emergency declaration. Known for its stunning coastline, secluded coves, limestone mountains, Spanish architecture, wineries and fresh produce farms, and stunning beaches, Spain's Mallorca has long been a dream destination for thousands of tourists from all over Europe and beyond. The Balearic Islands welcomed a staggering 17.8 million visitors, coming from both mainland Spain and other countries, in 2023. It is anticipated that the number of tourists will surpass this record figure this year. But despite 40% of Mallorca's working residents being employed in the travel and tourism industry, it appears that locals have finally had it with over-tourism. Yesterday, a crowd of around 20,000 local residents gathered in Palma de Mallorca, a resort city and capital of the island, to participate in a massive protest against the overwhelming influx of tourists, demanding for alterations to the tourism approach that is hurting Spanish Mediterranean island, with the motto "Let's shift direction and establish boundaries on tourism." The demonstrations were organized by dozens of local organizations and social groups advocating for restrictions on excessive tourism in the Balearic Islands, arguing that the existing tourism framework has strained public services, damaged natural resources, and exacerbated the challenge of securing housing for the residents of Mallorca, Menorca, and Ibiza. Around 10,000 local residents participated in the most recent protests, that took place in late May, under the slogan "Mallorca is not for sale." Also, in Sóller, located in the northwest of the island, numerous banners have been displayed on balconies not long ago bearing the message, "SOS residents. Stop over-tourism." Protest organizers have put forward various demands, with affordable housing being the most prominent issue, with some of them calling for an official housing emergency declaration. Local living wages remain consistently low, making it difficult for the majority of Balearic Islands residents to afford even small rental accommodations in rural regions. According to the latest data, rental rates have surged 158% over the last 10 years, and by 12% in just the last 12 months. Protesters are also pushing for stricter regulations on illegal vacation rentals and Airbnb-style accommodations, despite regional government having already have implemented a ban on new tourist accommodations until 2026. Additionally, protesters are advocating strict curbs on foreign property investments and proposing that only residents with at least 5 years of residency in the region should be allowed to make real estate purchases, although enforcing such restrictions would be in violation of European Union regulations. Some demonstrators and protest organizers also say that imposing a tourist tax could be part of the solution to the over-tourism crisis. Traffic congestion is another burning issue, as the latest official data indicates that the Balearic Islands have the highest number of vehicles in Spain, totaling 900,000, which is further aggravated by 80,000 rental cars. Despite the difference in opinions and points of view, one thing is apparent: mass tourism threatens to overwhelm the island, and the protest has gone from a fringe environmentalist stance to a conventional one, with hotel operators and real estate agents now arguing for urgent measures to curb and regulate runaway tourism. It is also obvious that a new tourism strategy is urgently needed for the well-being of both the island and its people.